Hello everyone. So I decided to talk about work-life balance because in my head I'm thinking to myself the questions that many people have, you know, about burning out, shortening my lifespan, doing too much, trying to be all things to all people, wearing myself out, succumbing to the temptation of busyness, allowing myself to be badly stretched, badly enlarged, and badly expanded in terms of duties, responsibilities, and titles, people pleasing, people appeasing, passive aggression, workaholism, sedentary lifestyle, genetic predispositions to certain ailments because of work-related obligations, and using career as an excuse, as a useless excuse to not be a family man. I thought about those things yesterday, actually. After I did my episode yesterday, I think about what I say in every episode I do. And I actually respect these critiques that people may have. And they have weighed peacefully on my heart. Just because it can weigh heavy on your heart, it doesn't mean that it can't weigh peaceful on your heart. It's a peaceful, heavy weighing on my heart. And I will say this. If life put me in a situation where life said, hey, I'm giving you plenty of time to have your wife, your children, and your pet in your family home. Y'all have plenty of time to be together, spend quality time with each of them, meaning quality time with your wife individually, quality time with your children individually, quality time with your pet individually, and quality time with all three collectively, and you'll never be too busy for them, you'll never spend too much time away from them, you get to spend a lot more time with them, that is means you won't miss any of the important milestones and the important events and any of the important festivities and the important celebrations that y'all should have as a family. If life opened up that door, I'm walking through it. If life said, you're going to be a family man because you have been summoned for this. If life ever did that to me, I would open the door with joy. Only I can open the door. That means that door is closed to everybody else. That's my door. So I open it, close it, and I lock it. And it's just me, my fam, my wife, my children, and my pet. That's the door that only I can open. And life will say, now keep that door closed. Y'all are in that door. Don't go out that door. Don't go out that door. Once you're in, stay in that door. Right? And life says another door I'll have open for you is y'all get to travel the world and y'all get to do all the fun things that a family should be doing. And you won't get to miss any of the fun things. You won't get to miss any of what's important and crucial. I will also go through that door and close it, because that's our two doors. And we lock it, right? So I can make that promise because at this point in my life, I recognize that the fluidity of my own career, the fluidity of my own humanity too. Because I don't fully know what life has in store for me. I have no idea. 100%. I'm not solidified in it entirely, which is a normal experience that we all have. We all think this is how life will totally go for us, but you never know. Life may pleasantly surprise you, and you have to pleasantly change gears. It's like that hip-hop song, "Change Clothes Then Go." Metaphorically, in life, that's what we have to do sometimes. We think one way that is set in stone, but life goes, nope, that rigidity has to end. Because life has a way of, as they say in religion, enlarging our territory. That's life sometimes. That's a healthy metaphor for life. And I decided to always be open to that. Which means some people will say, so Antonio, are you willing to not do adult content at all if that happens? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm willing to not do that. I'm willing to pass that torch to other people to do. Because I said in the past episode, but I'll expand, that you can have an idea. That doesn't mean you personally do it. You can have an idea and other people will do it. Sometimes in certain situations, there's the idea presenter and the idea implementers may not always be the idea givers, right? Some people can give an idea and implement it. Then there's some people who can, hey, you crafted the idea, the doers of that idea, some other people may be better suited for it. Some people are better suited as idea givers. Some people are better suited as idea doers. And some people are better presented as being both idea givers and idea doers. So I'm open to that. Would the same thing happen for your sex surrogate partner therapy stuff? Yes, if life chose for me to be a family man, I would give that up too. I would have other people do that. Okay, Antonio, what about all them group sex environments, two people sex environments, ethical adult sex tourism? So would you give that up to do the family life if life chose that for you? Yes, other people have fun doing those things. I have commitment responsibilities and parental responsibilities and a pet to tend to. So that's how flexible I am as a person. I'm willing to make healthy sacrifices when I absolutely need to, and it doesn't bum me out just because I don't do those things in terms of the, you know, helping people sexually stuff in those ways. I can have other people say, here's the mantle, take it. And these will be the right people. Hey, I called it out. You, now it's your job to call it in. I've called it out to you. Now you call it in so you can call it up. And so you can call it right. That's what I would tell them. Call out. You call it in, you call it up, so you can, that's how you call it right. And you call it right in the right direction. So that's what I would do. So if I had to give up non-monogamy, I would. If I had to, have to means get to. I'm using that interchangeably. Because some people, when they say have to, it means despondency, despair, bitterness, malice. No. Have to is interchangeable with get to when it comes to the way I'm using such language. So if I, you know, had to, you know, not do some of the stuff that I thought I was going to do that I told you in the podcast, I'm okay with that. You know, like I said in the last episode, there are some people that, regardless of my sexual orientation, gender identity, though, some would marry me. Some would. They don't. They're like, but I know that you would never cheat on me, and I know that you don't do mind games. You wouldn't ruin my life in any kind of way. So I won't bullshit you. You won't bullshit me. It'll be like that. And that's how they'll feel. And that's how I feel. We never bullshit each other. Period. I feel like that's important for me to say. Because it's easy to hear it and go, oh my God, how could you do such things? And tone them like, I'm showing you the full range of my own humaneness. That's how beautifully hungry and beautifully thirsty I am for my blessings. If that means I gotta change my attitudes, I'll gladly do so. If I gotta change my actions, I'll gladly do so. If I gotta change my perceptions, I'll gladly do so. That's how I feel. And I wanted to say that to let people know, hey, I'm definitely not controlled by the deep distress of the past, nor the past itself. So, Antonio, are you also saying that you're willing to live with a person, live with your family, live with your pet, live with your children, your wife? Yeah. Yeah. I am. I'm willing. If life said, hey, time for you to be a family man, I would do so. Now, in terms of my life here, right? When I think about what I've been put on this earth to go do, I have recognized that I say no when I absolutely need to. I've let go of people pleasing forever. I let go of people appeasing forever. I let go of passive aggression forever. I no longer allow toxic people to inhabit the capacity of my own space for very long. It's like in the world of work, you do what you're assigned with them, but don't take them home with you. If I help, I can help it, I'll keep them out of my phone, out of my personal email, not work email, out of my... Well, if they're so toxic, I had to block them at work email, I will. And keep them out of my living space. Then I will. I will. And I exercise 30 minutes more, actually. I do more than what my doctors and dentists tell me. I floss, I brush my teeth, I do personal grooming. I make sure that my skin health and hair health is rock solid, and I sleep for about 8 hours a day, and there's certain engagements and events I have to turn down, especially if there's overlapping issues, like conflicts, scheduling conflicts. I go, nope. I gotta pick the most important events. I don't blow off family and friendship time. Nope. That's never, no schedule is going to be that busy where I blow off family and friends. No. My colleagues can wait. Would I ever overbook or underbook myself? No. Would I ever do deals without contractual signatures? No. Would I ever do business with disreputable people, meaning of ill repute. No. Would I ever desire their company? No. Will I put myself in blackmailing situations? No. Will I put other people in blackmailing situations? No. My thing is this. I really love people. I do. And because I really love people, I also make referrals when something is not my forte or specialty. I don't allow trauma dumping or spiritual bleeding to happen to me. I am my own person. I'm not a chameleon that goes along with everything everyone says, depending upon the type of people around me. I'm consistently me. However, I conduct myself based upon my own maturity. Like, I'll give you an example. Socially with shy people, I don't socially perform the same that I am with outgoing people, but I'm still me. It's that way. And, you know. So, here are the simple boundaries of myself and my team, the right people around me. After I quickly say these simplified boundaries, the episode will be concluded. Here are healthy boundaries. We can say no or yes, and we are okay when others say no or yes to us. We have a strong sense of our own identities, individually and collectively. We respect ourselves. We respect reciprocity in our relationships. We share responsibility and power. We know when the problems are ours and when the problems belong to someone else and or others. We share personal information gradually in our mutually sharing / mutually trusting relationships. We never tolerate abuse nor disrespect. We know our own wants, needs, and feelings. We communicate them all clearly in our relationships. We are committed to and are responsible for exploring and nurturing our full potential individually and collectively. We are responsible for our own happiness and our own fulfillment. We allow others to be responsible for their own happiness and their own fulfillment. We value our opinions and our feelings as much as others. We know our limits. We allow others to define their limits. We are able to ask for help when we need it. We never compromise our values nor our integrity to avoid social rejection. We don't have any rigid boundaries. We are not likely to say no if the request involves close interaction. We do not avoid intimacy. We don't pick fights. We don't stay too busy, etc. We don't fear abandonment nor engulfment. So we don't avoid closeness. We don't rarely share personal information. We have no difficulty identifying wants, needs, feelings. We don't have few or no close relationships. When it comes to our partnerships, we don't have very separate lives. And we don't have the virtually no shared social lives. We don't rarely ask for help. We don't have the problem of not allowing ourselves to connect with other people and their problems. We don't have collapsed boundaries. We don't have the problem of not saying no because we are not afraid of rejection nor abandonment. Our identity does not consist of what we think others want us to be. We're not chameleons. We do not tend to be either overly responsible and controlling or passive independent. The issue of having no balance of power or responsibility in our relationships is not what we possess. We don't take on others' problems as our own to our detriment. We don't share personal information too soon before establishing mutual trust / sharing. We don't have a high tolerance for abuse nor being treated with disrespect. Our wants, needs, and feelings are not secondary to others and are not sometimes determined by others. We do not ignore our inner voice, and we do not allow others' expectations to define our potential. We don't feel responsible for others' happiness and fulfillment, and we don't sometimes rely on our relationships to create that for us. We don't tend to absorb the feelings of others to our detriment. We don't rely on others' opinions, feelings, ideas more than we do our own. We don't allow others to define our limits, nor try to define limits for others. We don't compromise our values and our beliefs in order to please others or to avoid conflict.